стороны. Да, и как мы разотнем, да, Ребе понцал хия, мау имбре с коладуам эйла. Майда запроса сей, ашем смока с коладуам эйла. All these things, what do you mean коладуам эйла? И хура, а вали ламе мэрили, шо сей им посок, вайдабр элаким, ашем сад, а ной рашем алакеха. What does it mean to say with the scholar doing a little labor and then on the Hashem Elokim? Why the Alter Rebbe explains that the Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, this that the Pasuk says Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, this refers to Koyi Al Kol HaTorah, refers to the whole Torah. So Atmatan Torah wasn't just the Aseres HaDibros. It was Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, which is everything. Even everything which the Talmud Vosik is b'chadash later on in the generations later is all included in Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila which Hashem revealed. And with that, that's what the Pasuk says, Vaydaber Elokim is Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila. That Ach Matan Torah was Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila. That the Aseres HaDibros, in the Aseres HaDibros which starts off with Anoicha Hashem Elokim, it's included the whole Torah. So in the Aseres HaDibros says Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, the whole Torah. Like we know, which it says in other Sforim, in other places, the Aseres HaDibros, the gist of the Aseres HaDibros is Anoichi V'lo Yeloch. That's what the first two Anoichi V'lo Yeloch, Shamayim Mipi Agburim Ha'ot Mada Yivosha. The rest of Sproti already was inspired in it. But the first thing is Anoichi V'lo Yeloch, while Shanoich is the positive, the Esser, and Lo Yeloch is the Lo Yeloch.
So, yeah. Is it saying that everything else is like logic coming from those two?
Everything else comes from the Aseres HaDibros.
Like logical?
Yeah. Everything.
Logic, like a logical thing?
Yeah. Everything is included. You sell shit, you'll find it.
Even Chukim?
Everything. Everything is included.
By logic?
Yeah. What do you mean by logic? In Sikha Tera. In Tera, in Tera. It's included in Tera. The logic which Tera has learned. Yeah. Not human logic. Tera, in Tera. But all of them, everything was said, was everything included. But all, everything is included in the Anoicha V'lo Yeloch, which is a positive and a negative. The Anoicha V'lo Yeloch itself is included, embraced in the word Anoichi. Anoichi, that means I am the one and nothing else besides me. That's Anoicha itself contains. The Anoicha itself is in the Aleph Anoicha. Which the Aleph Anoicha is the Rosh Tevis of everything, that's everything. So really, it's in the Aleph Anoicha is everything. Then came in Anoicha Elo Yeloch. Then came in Aseres HaDibros. Then came in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Yesh Lakash Hazeh in Pirush Rashi al HaPosuk. One could include it also, point out with Rashi, what Rashi says on the Posuk. The Mashukosu is Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila. This that it says in Torah, Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila Koinu L'Anoichi. Before Anoichi it says, Vaydaber Elokim, not just Vaydaber Elokim Anoichi. Vaydaber Elokim was Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, and then Anoichi. Why does it say Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila before Anoichi? So Rashi says, L'lamei t'tisha shekol ha'aseres ha'dibros nemo t'chila b'dibros. That's Vaydaber Elokim, all ha'aseres ha'dibros in one dibur. And then comes in the Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, everything was there in one dibur. Then comes the details already. That's what Rashi says. V'akach chozer ha'pirash kol dibur dibur ha'asma. So was, first was the one dibur, the klal, and then was the protim, each dibur separate. Tirfan shoshnei pirushim, the Jews, the contents of the two pirushim of the Alter Rebbe's view, and what Rashi says is, the gist of it is, whichever way we'll take it, when the Sina Satira was a klal, and then protim. So we say, Kol Mash Talmud Vosik Kosel Chadash, everything, whatever is going to be revealed later, is already included there. What is the klal? The protim I'll discover later on. Ela Shafir Rashi, according to Pirush Rashi, מדבר הקוסו בעשרת הדיברס עצמם. הכל דיטוי רשי דוי רשי סייז, וידבר הלכים אז כל הדברים האלה means all the עשרת הדיברס together as a klal, and then was the protein. מתחילו נאמרו בכלל as klal, first was the עשרת הדיברס and a klal and a דיבר אחד, And after it, Nifra took all Divya Vatasma. Everything was analyzed and divided each Divya separately. That's according to Rashi. When Pira Shadmara Zotan, Ridal Tereb explains, Medabra Kosova Kotu the Tereb. But generally the Pasuk speaks here about the details of Tereb, the way Tereb is. Shigam Heim Nitnu Vichila 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 Vichila. Not all the inyonim of Torah, not just the Aseres HaDibros, all the inyonim of Torah were first given a klal, which was in the Aseres HaDibros. So first was the Aseres HaDibros, and they contained the whole Torah. Then came out in Gilui, whenever it comes the time to reveal it. That's the Alter Rebbe says.
So what happens if
one could add it? This itself, which we say, coming out in details of the Aseres HaDibros, HaPirut V'Agilui the Aseres HaDibros, the analyzing, sorting out, or pointing out the Aseres HaDibros, was also very from the Klal of Prat. So the Torah generally is a Klal of Prat, and everything in Torah goes in a system of a Klal of Prat, till the whole Torah was a Klal of Prat, and everything else is also a klal and a prat, a klal and a prat. So there it says, a divus was first a klal and then a prat. The tchilas ha'am shachar appeared as a divus of a tirash mitzvah. The analysis here is that everything is a klal or prat. Take it as a divus. First, as a divus, the way they are in Torah, in tirash mitzvah. That's the klal. V'akach nifre v'prot yisyeisa v'tirash mitzvah. Then comes out in details more the Torah Shalpeh. So Torah Shalpeh is already the Prat sorting out, dividing in details the Aseres HaDibros. The call for the Torah Shalpeh, because the whole of Torah Shalpeh is He, Pirush, Ubir, the Torah Shmiksav. The whole Torah Shalpeh is explanation of Torah Shmiksav. So it's again a Klal and a Prat. The klal is in Torah Shavikzal, the prat is in Torah Shalpeh. Torah Shalpeh is analyzing the klal of the Aseres HaDibros. So we have the Aseres HaDibros really is the klal, the first word of Aseres HaDibros. The prat is the protein of Aseres HaDibros. Then there is more, in a more klal, the klal of Aseres HaDibros and the prat is in Torah Shalpeh. Then the whole Torah. The whole Torah is in klal of Torah Shavikzal and then Torah Shalpeh. Which this is what we find in Gemara. That the whole Torah Shalpeh is a Pirush Ubir of Torah Shavikzal. The whole Torah Shalpeh, what is Torah Shalpeh? An explanation of Torah Shavikzal. Like the Gemara says, Minu Ani Mili, where do I know it? Ask a question. You say something, where do I know it? And the Gemara answers, there is a Pasuk. The Pasuk indicates this. So therefore, everything, whatever it is, we end up on Torah Shavikzal and Chumash. That's Chumash, the Torah Shavikzal, the Klal, the Prat is Torah Shavikzal. HaTorah Shavikzal Gufa, if we go more in details, in Torah Shavikzal itself, again, there's a system of Klal and Prat. Who Gam Kain, believe in the Klal and Prat? Torah Shavikzal itself is a Klal and Prat. Like we have the Mishnah, pricing Gemara. The Mishnah is the Klal, and the Brayis in Gemara is the details already. So like the Gemara says that, Ilfa says, well, tell me something, I'll quote it from the Mishnah. But tell me you'll say, okay, I'll put it in the Mishnah. So it's a Klal and a Prat. At Komash, Talmud was to go to the Chadash, till at a later generation, where the Talmud was, he reveals, is again a Prat, he reveals it, what was indicated in the Torah. That brings it up. So Torah, what we're saying here so far, is Torah was given a Klal, and then comes the Prat. Not right away revealed everything, but revealed bit by bit, more and more. First is generally. Now it says here, But really, Lomalay Nitmil at Hilabri and Goli. It's so lovely and we have to understand it. Kim Shkola Protein that the Adlikom Ashtalud was so Hadesh, Hakon Nitmil Mishmisinai. As we are saying here, everything, whatever is going to be revealed from the Talmud Vosik, everything is already included in Torah. Everything was given to Moshe Mitzrayim, what there was indicated, and later on it was revealed. So really, we have to understand, why when Torah was given, why wasn't everything given revealed in a revealed way? Why was it Mardua Nitmil Chilab Rehaslau? Why was the Hathila given a klal and then Protim? Why wasn't given Hathila right away? All the details. Why was given in such a way that we should search it and find out and so on. This that we say in Torah is like this. That Torah was given a klal and then Protim. So he says that you were there, that will be understood also. Masha Matsina al der Zegan v'yasayla. Where we're finding creation is also like this, Aklal and Protim, like we learned in the previous Maimon. It says, it's Takl Beraisa Boralma. From Torah, was the world created is also in such a way, that the creation is also Shehoisa Barif in the Klal of Prat. Creation was Aklal and Protim. Which this is that we learned in the previous Maimon, Dom Razal, the Razal say, Basura Maimoros Nivorilum. There was Asura Maimoris, 10 others, 10 sayings to what the world was created. That already. Then we go further, the Maimor Echad Yecholibos. Why do we need Asura Maimoris? There is the Maimor Echad, that this Maimor Echad contains it, called Asura Maimoris. Like we learned previously, Bereish is Mami Maimor, Lami Maimor. Bereish is Bore Elokim and Sushmaim and Soros. That the word Bereish is a Maimor, and Bereish is already for Shemaim Boros. Of everything, whatever is in Shemaim and Oros, that means the whole creation. Only later on was Vayim and Elokim, the old dad of Vayim, which is Protein. But everything was included in Bereishis. We do at the Maimor Echad, it's known that this Maimor Echad, what we say, Maimor Echad, Yochali, Boros, it could be created, and it was created through a Maimor Echad. What is this? This is a Maimor Echad, the Maimor of Bereishis. Which Bereishis is now a Maimor? But this Bereishis, Shu Maimer, Kloli, Shikoyo, Tesamor, Shalacha. That Bereishis is the Klal of all the other Asara Maimoris. All the other Tesamoris after it, the rest was the Bereishis. That's the Klal, the Protim is the other time. Which is very much closer, that's what it says in Posse Bereishis, Borele Kimes, Shmaimer, Soros. Romer Azal, the Azal say, that this includes everything. So this Bereishis is the Maimer, Kloli, of everything. As I'll say, Esa Shemaim means Rabbi Sveim, all the Tzvah Shemaim, Malachim, and so on. Esa Oretz means Rabbi Sveim, everything, whatever is on the earth is included there. That Kol HaNivroim, all the Nivroim of Shemaim, Oretz, Rukhnis, and Gashmis, everything, Nishavu, Ma'amayim of the Bereishis, was already created from the Ma'amayim of Bereishis. That's the call. Liyosei, Ma'amayim of Kloli, Shekoyle, Oskol HaMayim Oretz. That Bereishis is the klal which contains all the memories. Elo shoyim chas klal, but it was a way of a klal for some Bereishis. V'hakach nifratu, nifrat amayim of the Bereishis, but that's one more shalachal. There was the protim of this klal of Bereishis, was the protim the other nine memories. Of the zen hasa nivroim chas chalkus protim, which this made different nivroim. So there's the system of creation is also in that way of a klal of prat, just like in Torah. We say Torah is a klal, and then protein. Torah is a klal, the first thing of Anoich Hashem Elokeicha, the klal. And then there's Aseres HaDibros, and then there's so on more and more and more. Same thing is also in creation, and creation is also this. Like the Asara Mamoras himself, and also like our Rebbe writes in Tanya, that Nibroim can't receive direct from the Hashpoi, from the Asara Mamoras, because it's very powerful. So each individual Nibra receives it from Atzirufim, and Tmures, and Shenges, Gematriyos, and so on, all different combinations, till it comes to the Maimor Prat, the individual Prat. And it sits on the Klal Prat. So the question is, why is it so?
a small thing of it. Yeah. Now he said that the nine Maimonides afterwards,
yeah,
according to everybody, is that Bereshis one and the other one's nine.
Yeah.
It's not that the other one's ten.
You can't appeal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, by Asura Maimonides, they will. So they're asking, where's the Asura Maimonides? There's nine or ten. Nine by Vayevas. And this is the answer, Bereshis nine by Vayevas. Bereshis also nine. That's the tenth one. Hine, Kmo Yishu Basara Mamoris. Same way, like we say in the Asara Mamoris, which is Kishinim Shkhovi Poyla Begiloi. Today the Asara Mamoris came out in Giloi, in Sfiras HaMalchus, which comes all the Asa Sfiras, come into Malchus, and from Malchus becomes the creation. Shamayim Ede Bereshis, Umayim Ede Kvoli, Shekoilel, Kol HaMamoris. Just like the Mayim Ede Bereshis is the cloud, which contains it, all the other Amoris for it. Same way like it is there in Bereshis, in the creation, analyzing more, how there is there Shoshan. If we analyze more, and Shreirish, which is in the Esosphiris, is also like this. There is the Mayim Erechot in the Esosphiris. So there is 10 spheres, but really there is Mayim Erechot. Shemayim Erechot, the Bereshis, look well. There is the Asura Maimonides, which comes out from the Maimon Bereshis, so the first one is the Bereshis. Bereshis is the Kval, and then comes the Protim, all the other nine spheres. Yesh bo ze kama dargis. What is this Bereshis? You have to say Bereshis is the Kval, and then come out the Protim. What is it? So there's different levels, different madrigas, and the Kval of Bereshis and the Protim. The Targum Yerushalmi, so Yerushalmi says, what is Bereshis? So he says, Bereshis, Yerchokhmisa. Bereshis is Chokhma. Which Chokhma is a Klal of the other Esospheres. From Chokhma comes the other spheres. But the first one is Chokhma, the Klal. Shea Chokhma, he Klal, she Koylel, it's Kola Spheres. So in the Targum Yerushalmi says, Yerchokhmisa. That Chokhma is the Klal, which contains it all the other spheres. The Unkulis says another thing of Bereshis. He says, Bereshis, what is Bereshis? Which Madre is Bereshis, which is the Mayim Erechot that contains everything else? So the Unkulis says that Bereshis is Bekadmin. The Madre is Bekadmin. What is Bekadmin? Bekadmin is before Chokhmah, higher than Chokhmah. Behind him, Horotz and the Kesar. The Kadmin, according to Unkelos, which Unkelos says, Bereshis is the Kadmin. What is Bereshis? That Kesar, the Rotzen, which Rotzen is Lamayla Machochma, higher than Chochma. So there is, in the Esospheres is Kesar, and then comes the Esospheres of Chochma. Till we'll go higher and higher, climbing higher in it, Ad Lamachshava Hakdumo Odom Kadmin. Till the Madriga of Machshava Hakdumah of Adam Kadmin, which Machshava Hakdumah of Adam Kadmin is the first Madriga after the Tzimtzum. That's before and before Kesar, before everything. What is it? Shuarot Nakloli Al Klolos Eish Tarshlos. Machshava Hakdumah of Adam Kadmin, that's the whole idea of the Holy Tarshlos. The Rotzen Hakodom, the first Rotzen for the Holy Tarshlos. That's the Klal. So there's no Eish Tarshlos yet, nothing yet. This is the Rotz Nakodim. Milo Yisr, in a higher level, higher than Adam Kadmon, is how he Rotz in Libra Elements, commercial if he had seen so. There is the Olam Ashavik, as overcome Elements, which this is before the Tzimtzum. And then was the Tzimtzum in it. So for the sake of Elements, had to be a Tzimtzum first. What makes it Tzimtzum? The Aliyah Sarotzen, which is before the Tzimtzum. So that's the Kadmin. In the early beginning of everything, which is the Kadmin before the Tzimtzum. Shubchias Klal, Kam Legavim Ashav Akdum Adodom Kadmin. This is already a Klal, even higher than Ashav Akdum Adodom Kadmin. Which Ashav Akdum Adodom Kadmin is already Protim. Even if we climb even higher, לפני הצמצום גופה, before the צמצום, there's also different מדרגות. יש גם כן כלל ופרט, there's also a כלל ופרט. רק לאחר שואלו ברצוני, before the צמצום, וזה עלי עשר עוצם. לאחר שואלו ברצוני, שיהיה בעצם וקורא כל מה שעושה לי זפריר. Then there's the view of what's going to be. So everything, whatever is going to be, that's called the Ashore, Bekoyach, Mashose, Li, Zephor, the Ashore, the thingy first of everything. That's really the quoting. An analogy. The Rotsu Ashore, first is Ali, it's a Rotsu, is the Klal, and the Shia, the Shia, Bas, and Bekoyach, Mashose, Li, Zephor, is really the quoting. What is it? The Abhinas Klal, Prat? That's before the census. And in so, for Isham Shachar the Torah means just like in Torah. We're explaining in Torah. There is a system of Klal Uprat. Same thing is also just like in Torah experience Klal Uprat, become a common darius. In Torah there's Klal Uprat in different levels. You know, Alder Zeru Bam Shachar the Elamas. Same thing is also the godly power. Godly Am Shachar the Elamas is also like this. Shiv Khanas Klal Uprat become a common darius. I'm sure in Elam this is also a klal and protein. Then becomes again a klal and again protein. Our gamba says a loving. As far as Elam is concerned, also we have to understand it. Why is it so? Hare kabon, vyes Elam is shini vroim protein bis chalkos. The Ebershe wanted it should be individual items, individual creations, detailed, should be nivroim, the protein. Should be detailed, the volume of base half is divided different from the other. We have one as well, yes, he believes there is a lot of things in him. This that they wish they wanted, we should be in such a way the way we are, this is the carbon of the Simpson of the whole, and he is a lot of things. They wish they wanted, it should be later on, the rebrish thousands, should be many details. Until I saw a member of the team, till it should become the Asura Mamoros Protein, she may be Misawa Nivroim Protein. So that's the Seder. But we have to understand, the question is, Yim Kain, or it's early, it's Lichuri, it's early, it's a Rotsun Luchat Chilu, it's what? Why was there Rotsun, first a Klal, and then Protein, and goes with the whole system of Klal or Prat, if the Karbon is, the Nivro, the way it is now, here, why wasn't Luchat Chilu in such a way? Why was Luchat Chilu the Yisrael is a lot of Prat, but even she has Shali, it's merely a Sabbath and Rehim Protein for your Kavona. If that's the Kavona of a Nivra Protein, the way we are, why wasn't the Rosh Hashanah much higher, much greater, and then finally, in the end of the Ishtarshas we become? Why wasn't the Hashanah in such a way? Lom Ha Yisrael is a lot of Hashanah for his Klal. Why was there the Klal and then Protein? If the Kavona is a Prat, let it be right away, the Prat. That's as far as Torah is concerned, as far as creation is concerned. Why was it with all the Shnoshalas?
Because if, according to Hashem's logic, one comes from the other automatically, therefore in that initial Kavanah, it's all there. Everything's there.
Not automatically, yes, in the initial Kavanah is everything there. That's true, everything is there in the initial Kavanah. But the Kavanah was with the system. What's that again? Kedema Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, Vashav Agdum Adarak. If we watch over the Iraq, they say that Sirius, Esosirius, and Oilem
is all there.
All there, yes. Yep. But why was it the whole system of going lower and lower? Why wasn't it right away to the bottom of it? Kavona is B. That's the Kavona. Kavona B and Oilem Hazard. So why was the whole process before him right away to Oilem Hazard? Should become right away to Oilem Hazard. The details. Same thing in Torah. Why was it the Torah Klal Uprat? Give the details, all the details right away. Not hiding, hiding, concealing and so on. Why was it? So he answers this for our sake. We should be able to exist it, and on the other hand, to achieve something. When you were there, this could be understood, Alpi Moshal. But Moshal of Hashkoh HaSeichel B'Rav L'Talmid. And much like teaching of a Rabbi Talmid, same thing will be also in the Hashpura Will Meiler from the Eberster, the way the Eberster is much me anyway. Namur Azal, our sages say it to us, a person is teaching somebody. Lavillam Yishana Odom with Talmud with the Achsor. You should teach the Talmud with the Achsor and short, not long, not long windy words. You'll say long words, you'll get close. So you have to say short. But in that short message has to be the whole message though. So in short, well, this short contains everything, but we have to work on it. You do a deed with Loshen Derech Sora. It's not the deed, but the Razal say Derech Sora. Or even Yulmin Dodol Talmid Derech Sora. It doesn't say here, Seichel Kotzer. Seichel Kotzer will be a Seichel, a small thing in Seichel. It doesn't say a small thing in Seichel. Derech Sora, what you're telling him, tell him in short, please. That means שצור להשפיע לתלמיד כל האוים מפרקות משבצך. When you give a Talmud, you should give him everything. Everything should be contained in these few words which you're giving them. So you give him a few words. That's the Derech Sora. But in that Derech Sora is everything there. Not that it's a little Seichel. The whole Seichel is that. צור להשפיע לתלמיד כל האוים מפרקות משבצך. You should give the Talmud all the depth. But, Elisha calls it a little under the Achsor. All the depth you have to give him or give him short words. He can't take too much. Therefore, he can't observe too much. So you give him short. But in this short verse, everything is there. It has to be the Dibur Sori. Short words. Shemehem Yuhal Talmud Lohovin Kol HaPratim. The Talmud will start analyzing later on. Searching in it, he'll analyze it, search, till he'll come all the protein. So all the protein are there. But to give him a shot, not to confuse him. Why a Mishnah? Like for instance, the Mishnah Shonel and Rabbi Nakodesh. The Mishnah was Shavi taught us. She belashna a Mishnah, in the Mishnah expressions, in the short expressions of the Mishnah, there yeshnam behelem kol protein. In there is indicated all the details. But they're concealed. They're hidden, but they're there. Ha'oirich, ha'oirich, ha'oimich. The depth, the width, the length, and the depth. Everything is there. She is by Hakam Gibor, which is a clear Gibor. But the Mishnah is very short. Hello? She will Mishnah in the Kitsa Nimitz. The Mishnah is very short, but everything, whatever the Gibor analyzes, is already in the Mishnah. The reason why it is so, why is it so, Shash, Poetzer, is the Soradapa? Why is it so that you should teach him a short? Is, Vim Yashpi Alevit Chila Kolakotim Megillah, if you'll start taking the whole Gemara, you'll give him one go. He's Bamba Lechusha Talmud. The Talmud will get confused. He won't know what's right, what's wrong, he will get confused. Gam Efsher, it's possible. Shemitzad ribu hashpores. From the lot of words, lot of hashpores, Yelab ne hakalos, he will go on the crooked way. He won't go in the right path. He will go on the crooked path. Therefore, Velochin, therefore, shouldn't be mistaken, shouldn't be a misled. So, Velam, live the Sodom. You have to teach him a short. In this short, he can't go off. But he knows, in this short, you have to dig into it, and search it. Then he will begin on the short thing, on the base of the Mishnah. He will start analyzing the Mishnah, he won't go, if he will give the Gemara, the whole Gemara, he will get confused, he will start going on his own, on a crooked day. But if he is attached to the Mishnah, so he starts searching everything from the Mishnah. If he will give him all the details, he will give him all the details, he will give him. His mind will get confused. And not only he'll get confused, from Efsher, Shemitzadribu, his Pashtus, Yelabudar HaKolosan. You'll speak a lot, maybe you'll get out of track. You'll go in a crooked way. You'll lose it in his track, or to his place. Velochetzolalam dibdar HaKsorodak. That's why teaching has to be taught with the HaKsorah. And so, Shavdezebo HaSeicho B'tzir HaMugbu. Then, when you give the HaKsorah, it comes out, in a restricted way, in that direction. She is there saying in Bechlolos, that means generally he knows it, but not in details yet. על זה ונינוס ג'נרלי, then, גם לאחר שמאיים בהפרוטים ונגצין to the details already, he is analyzing the details which is there, בריבוי סוורס and many ideas which are there, still, he'll be stuck to the base. תהיה הספשטוס לפי מעצי או של הדיבורים הקצורים. His hispashtus, his analysis, will be based on the short points, which are in the Mishnah. But lo yila b'dachakalas, and you won't get out the track. Wishu b'ashpoas, the Talmud b'koyel. And just the same way like it is in teaching the Talmud. You have to give him a short, and then the Talmud develops it. The tchila z'ashpoas r'ali is that the first Hashpoah has to be with the Chsor and then the Talmud starts analyzing till he gets there. Of the Zer, Gabba Chsor is a Seichlash. Shaf, the Talmud, the Rabatzma. And the teacher himself, and he works out what to give the Talmud. When he works out which idea, which point to give over to the Talmud. But him himself, the way it is also like this. By him, by the teacher. First is by him, the idea which is going to teach the Talmud is an akudah. This point, this gist. Here you do as it's known. She will say, Hello, Rav, Kolo Gam Chitzini is a Seichel Shtar HaTalmud. It's known that in the intellect, in the logic of the Rav, there is also the Chitzini, which he gives to the Talmud, was first in the logic of the Rav. But the Rav is much bigger. Ella be used a kolol the seichel Rav, and when this logic was first in his ideas and his theories, noisol azeh sheyinigya shom b'chneatzma. Besides this, that point which is going to give the Talmud is not noticeable by itself because it's included in the whole, it's embraced the whole other ideas which is there floating with it. There is a kolol amur evi apnimis, as it's kolol the prat which he wants to give out. That this is Chitzoinius is included with the rest of it, what he feels the Pnimius. Here we have Chitzoinius, Aseich, Lashayach, Talmud, Uberibir. So even this Chitzoinius, which is Shayach to the Talmud, is also very full of words, full of oil. Vulochin, so the Rav, the Tzamtzum, Aseich. So the Rav himself, before giving to the Talmud, he has to condense it, put it in short words. He has to convince himself this idea, Vimit Samson. Hainu, what is Vimit Samson? Lehani Mesich Le'atzmish Le'erklau. He has to, his own ideas, which he knows, the way he feels, he has to put it aside. That shouldn't be expressed in that thing which he wants you to tell me. Shalvez den, Nivdala, Chetzenis, Mapnimis, Nekev Nasvi. Then the Chetzenis, which is Shaykhas to the Talmud, becomes separated from the rest of the feelings and his whole lavish ideas and so on. It's left only this thing. Gam Chetzenis nimtzeres le'ozu v'chens nekudah b'lvad. The Chetzenis, which is left there, is only a nekudah. Not elaborated. After this, when it is, but the Rav himself sorted out already what is going to pass on, which thing is going to pass on. Before teaching the Talmud yet, before giving the lecture, but he decided already, this is what the lecture is going to be, this is the point of that lecture which is going to give over. Then the Moshiach answers a protein, Shashpi Alam Kamu. He works out, looks into which things are to be handed over to the Talmud. The reason why first has to be a Nekudah, from the Nekudah, he could elaborate on it, but he sorted out himself that he, by him, is a Nekudah, because we must say, Chos Sheshayach La'Talmud Ha'Yanim Tzelach HaTchila, where even the Spashtas we report it. If this idea which is going to give to the Talmud will be by him, in his mind, in his understanding, with all the flow of his ideas, with all the flow of his Seichel, which is much more than the Talmud is capable of saying. Yoz HaProtim B'Yom Hashem Noivim Yitzchel HaRav. Then, all the details which is in the, which is But Gita Talmud will be still with the flow of the Seichel Dera, will be too powerful, too strong to give over to the Talmud. To be very bare. Then will you be Mechubanya? Or Masim, Mechusha Talmud? Then it won't be according to the Talmud. He wants to give over this lecture. Well, this lecture, the way he feels it, is full of glow, full of life, and full of energy and drive with ideas in it. So you can't give it over to the Talmud will get confused. That's the seichel to the Talmud which is going on giving over has to be on the Kudah. Which the Inyash and the Psalmist concealed all the rest of it. Only this point is available. This point is available. Shalizeh, Nigbal HaSeichel. This restricts and limits the seichel in that level. Ime Yerushiman Kudah Kulim Kolakot in Shashpi HaKam HaTalmud. Even though in this gist of the idea, and this point is the only details which is there, the logic is there. We say Rimizumur, so Shiyash Ban Kudah Behelem Gam Himis HaSeichel. Even if Nimis HaSeichel, the Rav is also hidden, concealed in that Nekudah. But we call him. Kim Shikol Zehu Behelem. As all this is concealed, it's hidden, not revealed there. So when a Talmud hears, it doesn't get all the thing going, all the flow. Then this makes that the seichel idea, the theory which he wants to give over, is limited, is restricted, and not level the way the Talmud could take. After he made already, he worked out for himself what is going to pass on, which things he's giving over, which way he's giving over to Talmud. When there's this Hagbolah, when he gets elaborated in the lecture to pass on to the Talmud, when he gives the details of this, which is in that Nekudah, the elaboration will elaborate only in that Nekudah, not in everything else. So he's giving over only the Nekudah, and that Nekudah is elaborating the Nekudah, explaining the Nekudah, but it's only that. Not everything. This is a marshal. Animshum is a yivan lemaila. Just like we say in marshal, the recipient, an influencer, that he has to give according to the recipient, what the recipient could take. So he gives him an akuda, not elaborated. And then from this a kudah could go. Same thing is also in the system of creation. That Oyeliki, which case the Oyelam should be according to the Nivroim, Nivroim should be able to take it. In such a way that Nivroim will be able to take this Oyeliki, this Oyeliki. For that sake, Kutzahli is Chilam Shachar Brevni Klal Uprat. Had to be the whole Seder of Ishtal Shalazah Klal Uprat till it comes in condensed to us. Kimekim Shoylum is Heim Bein Arech L'Gabir and so. As the Oylum is finite, Oyl Yisof is infinite. They're uncomparable to infinity. Lochein, therefore, Bim Ham Shachar Brevni Sof Oysom Itchil Abrivi Protein. If the Am Shachar from Ein Sof would be in a big flow the way Ein Sof is, if it will be direct from Ein Sof with this great flow the way it comes from Ein Sof, also a protein will be infinite numbers of details. When Shem is out of Ein Sof, the way it is from Ein Sof, the way Ein Sof is big bull, so everything else will be big bull if it will be direct. Then we won't be able to take it. It won't be with our capacity, with our level, we should be able to exist, to think it. Lochein Kutzali is Chilam Shachar Brevni Klal. That's it was a Seder of Klal Uprat, with its Insumim, condensed more and more from one to the other one. Shadazen Asetzir Kloli Boifme Boir Shiel Fiyar Haylamas. That through this Tzimtzumim and Klal Uprat became the Oir, not Ein Sof, but the Oir becomes already somehow limited within the restriction of the elements. How does that include this? גם הפרודשנים שהכר הם לפציר את זה. So then all the details already become the protein, become according to the Kabbalah.
Sorry. Yeah. Isn't the light, the chayas in the klal, much, much more powerful than the chayas in the prot?
Yes. Yes.
Therefore,
that's why we can't direct it.
It's given the klal first, though.
The klal is first.
So how can the world take it? Surely the world can take the smaller light, the prot.
That's it. It comes to the world is already the prot. What comes in the world is already the prot. What for the world? Was the cloud of Machshava Gedolah, which is not involved yet. That was all Tzimtzumim, till finally it comes
to the end. And if we were given all the Pratim in one go at the beginning?
That will collapse.
That's all
the Pratim. The Pratim will come from the end itself, from the
Oyer. The Pratim themselves would have been too
much. It would be too much. Would be taken. That's why there's a whole Seder Shnashos. Eilam Abriya is the first Nivra. Eilam Abriya is still not a Yesh. We should become a yesh from Briya to see Yitzhira, Yitzhira to see it. You'll find it, it becomes a Nibra. But the rest of that is still, even a Briya is still felt.
So what we actually get is none of this Klalim at all.
Yeah, but condensed. All the Klalim are condensed. But on the other hand, which you'll say later in the Maimer, why is it so? We should be able to climb up. Otherwise, we won't be able to climb up. We won't be able to get anywhere at all. Here comes a way of condensed, more and more condensed. But as it was with the Seder, with step by step, so we could climb up the step. That's what he says later. Right. Moshe Ashpoas Haseicho Merav LeTalmid. Just similar like in the Moshel. Moshe Gei the Rav and the Talmid. I think that's what happened. Ktivas HaKlal LeKotim Hi. Why is there first a klal and then a protein? For the sake, Yehem ba'ashpore koyel sh'ashpore tzricha b'derech soro. For the sake of the ashpore, that the ashpore has to be b'derech soro, that's why it has to be the klal and protein. The diburim ksorim, sh'koyelim kol ha'protein sh'atalmid yom ha'akar, has to be diburim ksorim, short words. Well, this short words contains everything. And later on, the Talmud will start analyzing, searching in it, you'll get that. Same thing, the Rav himself, the way he is working out what to give over, also has to be condensed. The beginning is Amshucha and the Kuda, Shikolel Eskola Kotish, Nimshach Maraka. First, but the Rav himself is on the Kuda, this Nekuda, on the Nekuda he builds to give over to the Talmud later on. It's the Rav by him himself, if Neash Poripoil. Before the Ashpoah, he decides which point to give. On which point. And on this point, he's building it out in such a way, the Talmud should be able to get it. Same thing is also in Ruch Nisal Maila. Shigdima saklal the protein, that the klal is first and then the protein is, he is, for the sake, Heim v'am shoch ha-soyer, shol soyer sa'ol soyer. The oil, which is for the sake of creation, has to be in a way of klal and then protein. V'tchila ha'is ha'am shoch ha'b'chinas klal. In the beginning was ha'am shoch in a way of klal. V'ha'kar da'av kenim shoch ha'protein. Then was the tzimtzum, was the protein. V'inyaze, this point, what we're saying here, klal and protein, v'gdima sa klal and protein, the first of the klal and then the prat, ha'i b'chol da'agim v'da'agim. In each madrega, in each level, in each stage, you know, like we said before, Sibir is Baruch. In each stage, there is a klal and then a protein. That's it is in the process of the oil. The same thing is always the oil. The same thing is also in creation, the actual creation. V'tchila nivra oilam b'maymer echad. First was a force, a strong force, maymer echad v'shaklal. The maymer b'reishis. B'reishis is still very powerful. It's still. Very great. Then after it was these hours, Chola Memorial Sporting. Then was after these hours, the individual memorial, which is the Sporting. Ach, so love. But, it's not so straightforward. Rabbi Talmud is not similar like the Nimshel, which is creation. מהמושל, מהי דמושל? הרי זה שיש נצח לרב שאומר למגילה השפוע לתלמיד, וזה דרעוז, לוג'יק דרעוז, understanding. It's much greater than the Talmud, it's עניין שמצד הרב עצמו, לא בשביל השפוע לתלמיד. That's the rabbi himself, a much greater level than the Talmud. מה שאין כאן עניינים שלו, but עניינים שלו נקראישן, here, we're not speaking about the rab the Eberstein is not with him, we're speaking about the creation. I call a Giluim, all the revelations, whichever revelation will be from the Eberstein. גם הגילויים הכי נעלים, the highest level of revelations, כולו גם העיר שבחן, אז גילוי העצם של מיילו גם מהכלל הראשון השאר לאילובס. Even the highest level, which is before the צימצום, that higher before the צימצום, which is higher than אילובס, the עליאס הרוצם. Still, what is the כוון of the עליאס הרוצם? Before the צימצום, before everything, there's עליאס הרוצם. The רוצם אילובס. Is what? הוא בידי שהכך ימשר ממנו על דירים וצמצום מהסור הממור שבואי לו. The whole, the Elias Rotson is for the sake for us, not for the Eberstein. The Elias Rotson is, it should be Nivroim, we should become. The Tumeni Tzimtzum and so on, will become the Sor HaMor Shvei Elam and so on. But that's all of him. So you're asking a different question. As there's the Rav himself, which is incomparable to the Talmud, he has to learn himself down to the Talmud. But here, the Elias HaRotzen is only for the sake of elements, not for the Eberstein. Our possessor of love to understand that, Madol HaNishra Metchila Asar HaMamoros. Why was not Metchila Asar HaMamoros? Why had to be Akval Maimer Echod, and then comes Asar HaMamoros? Why was the direct Asar HaMamoros?
Sorry, the Rav, he's got to get his mind, get it all in his mind first, clearly. In order to give it over to people. So Hashem has a little Rotson.
No, just a minute. Well, the Rav does him himself, and then there's the Talmud which is uncompared to the Rav. Which the Rav himself is greater, and he has to condense it. But the Rav is not so. That's what he's asking. Have patience.
Yes.
So, Lohar, you have to understand, Adol, Lainim, Shechom, Etchila, Asar, Mamoris. Why straight away wasn't the Asar HaMamoros? Why was there the cloud? The Bira now, this explanation which we give to the Rav, Al HaTzir, Rigdim Asa Klal Leprotim, Ula Achei Shug, Vashu Yitil Yer, Shom Alam Shach Zolams. This we explained before, that it has to be a Klal Leprotim, that's only if it is established already, that the Ein Sof is above Elamas. So there's the Insof above Elamas, and from the Insof above Elamas should come into Elamas, has to be a whole system. After it's established, that first is the Oir which is above Elamas, or a man of Kitiyam Shachas Elamas. And then, from the Oir which is above Elamas, has to come into Elamas, but this has to be a whole Seder. A whole Seder of Ishtalshlas, of Klala Prat, with Mir Tzimtzum. As the oil which is according to elements comes from the oil which is above elements. That's what we explain. As it comes from this great madriga which is above elements, has to be first now we are klal. Shall the zen as agbola b'ir. The klal makes agbola in the oil. Then we have a shachas to elements. Only in the moment, but the question, you could ask a different question. כאילו שהכבונה בהמצואה הסביר של מיילא משאר הסלולים הסביר לי שהכך יומשך ממנו עיר של תיאר הלמס. No reason why there is the עיר אינסוף שלפני הצמצום. Why is the עיר אינסוף שלפני הצמצום? For the sake it should be המשוך את הצמצום. For the sake it should be the המשוך על היתרון. הכבונה establishing the עיר which is above הלמס is that from the עיר which is above הלמס should be later on convinced more and more, who be they shakah yum shaman oil shall fear helmets. That should convince more till it will come a oil according to helmets, till the Asar HaMamoros Nivrelo. That's what it's saying. So there are first is beligual, Ein Sof, and from Ein Sof should come and say the Shalshalis, and I say the Klal Prat, with Tzimtzum, and so on, till it will come down here. The question is, Lichure, or it's early, it's Mechatchila, I'm sure, Asar HaMamoros. Right away should be there, some of us. Why should we take one of the mind? And then condense, let it be right away there, some of us. This is the Kavona. The Kavona from the Eivashar is what? It should be a Dira B'tachtayni. The Kavona from the Eivashar is which should be? So why did the Eivashar have to have all creation of all the Ruch, Nizikai, and so until finally we are here, let it be right away there, some of us. It comes from him. By the Rav and Talmud, the Rav is a different thing. So the Rav or the Talmud has to lower himself down. But the Leibashan, that's the Bill Hafiwa, that's the question.
It's a question that the rock needs to, in order to give it over in an easy way, has got to in his mind first.
Yeah.
To make it his cloud.
That's right, yeah.
Now Hashem doesn't need to do that.
That's right, that's what I'm asking.
He's not,
you know. So Hashem's yeah. already made it, right away, that's all I'm aware of. But it had to be a whole thing. This is the Kavana. The answer is, V'dei shetush lan kavona sabriya. For our sake, not for Hashem. Hashem could make it to the Surah Mamor as a finish. But for our sake, for the sake should be fulfilled the kavona of the Briya. Shani v'ruim al de v'dosum yivtenim l'lekuz. That should be a Nibro. And the Nibro is a Yesh. And from his avodah he will become bottle. For this, ha'isar Briya, b'raif and gozeh. So the creation was with the same thing of Kal Prat in such a way she gam kidam avoid the tea when you brought him kinachone vachala bit or shifa valdevidos. This was a preparation for us. As we could climb up there in higher madrigas. Therefore had to be the higher madrigas. In such a way we should deal together. And that's what it says here. The Briya was in such a way that before the avoider, before we start working, there is in the source, in the Ibrahim, is a preparation, they should be able to get the beetle, and they should be able to climb up there. Allah Ta'ala is Abriya, that's the Abriya was Barifim, Shivitchilanim Tzareh Shalmaila Meshachas Tzareh. That's the Abriya was in such a way that for the creation, there is Dariya Shalmaila Meshachas Tzareh. That this Dariya Shalmaila Meshachas Tzareh is a Shachas Tzareh already. We may not have any Shahir Shafir Hilamis. From the Oir which is above Hilamis, from there comes the Oir which is the Shachas Hilamis. So we, the way we are a Shachas, and our Shachas originally is to the Oir above Hilamis. Shalizen as Achshur, where Hilam is the Oir Lesbos. This enables us to make the world a Oir Lesbos. So for the sake to make a Oir Lesbos, had to be first a Lekus. In a Lekus, in the highest level of a Lekus. Then it could be a dira to the Eivusha, to himself. So, Elikus itself had to be condensed in such a way, before elements, before anything, that we could make a dira to Elikus. That's the gist of it, and the answer, and then he's going to elaborate. We shall leave it for next week.